Blackstone Audio presents The Cane Creek Regulators, a frontier story by Johnny D. Boggs. This book is read by Anne Flosnick. For Walter Edgar. 1766. Chapter 1. Emily ran. She wanted to scream but didn't think she had enough breath. Besides, what was the use? Hours earlier she had crossed Spring Branch and travelled so far down the Cherokee path that when the renegade surprised her, no one back in 96 could have heard her. Even the warblers and grasshopper sparrows that had been singing that morning had flown away. The three men had startled her, silently appearing from behind a giant Oglethorpe oak on the other side of the trail. Two wore beards and greasy buckskins, while the other was clean-shaven, all dangerous. All carried hatchets and knives in their belts, and each held a rifle. "She's a devilish good piece," the one with the leather eye patch had said. When they surprised her, Emily had been on her knees beside a ditch, filling a tin pail with blueberries. She had almost screamed, but the fat man with the blubbery cheeks had brought a finger to his lips, smiling, telling her, "Keep your breath to cool your porridge." That had stopped her from crying out. That and the fact that the third man, the tall dark one donning a ribbon shirt and calico turban of the Cherokees, had tossed his long rifle to Eyepatch, and slowly, noiselessly moved toward her, his eyes as hypnotic as a rattlesnake's. They could be long hunters, merely on their way to the tavern at 96, she tried to tell herself, but Emily knew better.